Representative Greg Stube, some left-wing Democratic governors want nothing more than to destroy their state's economies. By Robert Krajicek on May 29, 2020. Some left-wing Democrat governors want to damage their state's economies with extended coronavirus-related lockdowns, noted Representative Greg Stube, RFL, offering his remarks on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Marlowe described Florida's response to the coronavirus outbreak as a pretty big success story largely ignored by news media. "I think that the death toll and economic toll in Florida have been significantly lower than comparably sized states like New York," Marlowe said. "The decision to cram infected patients back into nursing homes and not clean the subway system is so unbelievably heinous. Americans will voluntarily be conscientious about their health in the context of the coronavirus outbreak without governmental decrees," assessed Stube. "It just goes to show that people will take their own personal responsibility to ensure that they're being safe and they're taking care of themselves and their families," Stube said. Stube referenced a Thursday published Tampa Bay Times article which declared that Florida hasn't seen a spike in coronavirus cases following its economic reopening. "Listen. Coronavirus-related statistics from Florida is noteworthy given the Sunshine State's large share of elderly residents," noted Stube. Stube stated, "I have the second most elderly district in the entire country. Florida has some of the most elderly population, one of the most diverse populations, and we have actually more people than New York does." Stube continued, "If you compare the coronavirus numbers in New York to the numbers in Florida, they're staggeringly different." According to an interactive map produced by the New York Times tracking coronavirus infections and deaths, citing state and local health agencies and hospitals as its data sources, Florida had 52,277 cases with 2,363 deaths. New York had 371,559 cases and 29,438 deaths. Stube remarked, "I believe we live in the country that provides freedoms, and we should not be telling people they can't leave their houses to do the things that they need to do or to shut down a business owner." Stube noted much of the news media's alignment with left-wing and partisan Democrat politics regarding the coronavirus-related shutdowns. "It's interesting to watch the mainstream media just completely criticize DeSantis when, if you look at the numbers, he's probably had one of the biggest success stories in the entire country from a state that is very populous, very diverse and very old, yet they're not going to talk about that," Stube said. Stube determined, "I think that some of these left-wing Democratic governors want nothing more than to destroy their state's economies. Look no further than Michigan. The things that are going on there are just atrocious. And they violate, in my opinion, our individual liberties and our constitutional rights." Stube concluded, "Hopefully, these things will start to change significantly. And the DOJ will get involved in these overly abusive and overly burdensome orders." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.